Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of The Conservative Input. So we've got a little bit to talk about. Most of the stuff's gonna be, hey, Steven, how are you doing? Most of
Hello.
the stuff isn't gonna take too long to talk about. So we may have time for a little something at the end that I talked about a little bit in the group chat, but you know, want to be
Yeah.
want some things to be a little bit of a surprise, and that's what we're doing today, I guess. So I just wanted to start the stream off with our stream this episode off with a lovely Let's Go Brandon. You know,
Let's
he did
go,
an amazing job,
Brandon.
and we
Let's
should all
go,
be
Brandon.
very proud of Brandon. So
Oh, wait, really? Let's go,
let's go
Brandon?
Brandon.
Or is that the media's intention of hiding what the people really
Steven,
panic?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
No, it's
Really?
obvious they said
Yeah,
let's go
Brandon did an
Really?
amazing job on his
Oh,
race, and we are all
really?
celebrating Brandon. Let's
Yeah.
go, Brandon.
Really? Let's why don't we play the tape then?
Okay.
Show the tape, put it on the
Hey, it's a bad word.
website. Show the tape.
No, okay. So, in other words, we got a few quick things that I'm always on Twitter, so I've always got Twitter news. Governor Mark Robinson of North Carolina. Josie, don't you live in North Carolina?
Yes, I do.
Do you know what your governor did?
What?
Okay, so he actually did nothing wrong. He's absolutely love him. Wonderful take. This is him at a church. Okay,
Wait, Mark Robinson?
Mark Robinson, yeah.
Governor
Oh,
Roy?
Lieutenant Governor. Lieutenant Governor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. Yeah, you're
I'm
about to
like,
be like, our governor isn't Mark
yeah.
Robinson? Yeah. So, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. He
Yes.
was in a house of God. He is a man of God. Spe he was speaking to other men and women of God. And this is what he says. There is no reason anybody, anywhere in America, should be telling children about transgenderism, homosexuality, any of that filth. Okay.
Oh,
So, exactly. Okay. Now, these are beliefs that Christians hold. Okay. Homosexuality is a sin.
Yes.
That's a Christian belief. Transgenderism. Okay, I feel like the biggest issue with transgenderism is not only is it like overtly sexual, which is something that, isn't very Christian-like, we are all made in the image of God, and
Yeah.
wanting to change that image, goes against God. Now, I understand some people be like, oh, I don't really care about if it goes against God, but still, we're all perfect. Despite what you may feel is wrong with you are a perfect
Perfectly
person.
made. Yeah.
You are perfectly made. There's nothing wrong with you. So yeah. and it is, sexual. So people took this as him saying homosexuals and transgender people are filth.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Oh my Lord, yeah.
So I was on Twitter and I just looked up Mark Robinson. And this wonderful, wonderful person, her name is Christine Villaverde. Julie for oh no, wait. Yeah. Christine Villaverde. She went like went and responded to probably 20 people with the same thing. She said she quoted him and then said. He said pushing anti-Christian values on children as young as 5 is filth, not transgender people. Facts matter. Because he didn't say transgender people are filth. He didn't say homosexual people are filth. He didn't say anything about people being filth. He said those as concepts are filth, which they are. I mean, let's be honest. So yeah, he came out later and he said, I'm not going to apologize. And, I say good for him. You know, that those are his religious beliefs, and we live in the United States of America. The First Amendment, our First Amendment, gives us the right to freedom of religion. We're allowed to practice our religion and hold any beliefs we are allowed to hold. And one thing that really made me upset, is some guy like underneath one of the articles about him said he can have his discriminatory views and he can discriminate against people. I'm like, dude, show me the discrimination. You can't just say things are discrimination. Because what is he doing to actively, like, disenfranchise or keep people from doing things based on those, you know, characteristics, I guess? So,
I mean, I don't know what he said. I don't know, like...
I read the quote. It says there's like, no...
hateful or, like... Or, like, I don't know what the governor did. Like, what the governor... The lieutenant governor of North Carolina did. That would actually, like, restrict LGBT people from living out.
Yeah, he didn't do anything. He voiced his opinion. And it's good that he didn't apologize because he didn't even say the offensive thing that they're claiming he said.
Yep, and, I mean...
And I'm gonna tell him you don't need to apologize.
Yeah.
You do not owe them that because you didn't do anything wrong. You don't owe, and you don't owe anybody anything right now except, you know, your constituents who voted for you. I'm assuming you were voted for as lieutenant governor, something that's voted for.
Let me check. Yeah. I assume.
If your constituents voted for you, you owe them, you know, the things that you promised them. You know, we like people to keep their promises. So you best keep your promises, fool. But another real quick thing. New York Post posted this. New York Post has been acting really weird lately. I've been reading a few of their articles. They're coming out a little bit lefty in some of their articles. So I don't know if they hired somebody that's speaking weird. But it says R. Kelly sales soar after 500%. Or sale over 500% after guilty sex trafficking verdict. People are buying his stuff. Five times as much as they were before. After he was pronounced guilty of sex trafficking. What is wrong with people? Like, you're going to give... Like, I don't know where this money is going to. But why would you want to buy anything from him? Like, seriously.
Wow.
That's sad.
Yeah, it's whatever. Another quick thing. Okay, so how many of y'all, I'm assuming y'all have had your first date?
What?
Okay. Steven, have you had your first date?
No.
No?
What's up?
Okay, okay. Hey, that's what okay. That's okay. So,
yeah.
Josie, since you've already had a first date, okay, let's say for some reason you guys choose to go to Taco Bell. Okay. What would you do if this man ordered 100 tacos and then made you pay?
No.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Why
so
you
let's
put the burden on the woman.
Did that happen?
Yes, that happened.
What?
That really
it's
is...
a foxnews.com. Okay, said so man orders 100 tacos on first date, asks woman to pay for them. Oh God! Elise Myers shared her first date horror story in a now viral TikTok video.
What did she do, or did he eat the tacos? Or
I don't know. I said, "Hey, I'm gonna be honest with the audience right now. This is the second take. I was alone for like 35 minutes. So hey, that's how it goes sometimes. That's okay though. I said this before. I was like." Yo, when I go to Taco Bell, I order like 7 tacos. I'm not even gonna lie. I get a lot of food. But 100 tacos is way too much, dude.
Yeah, I'd say so.
But yeah, it's just something I thought was interesting. On Steven, on your first date, don't go to Taco Bell. Okay, that's one. Second, don't order 100 tacos and then make her pay, okay?
I wouldn't make a woman pay for anything, first
good,
of all.
Good, good, audience, that's the right mentality. Don't make a woman pay on the first date. That's your responsibility, Broski. Your responsibility.
Especially if you order
100 tacos. Especially. Honestly, if you order 100, first, if you go to Taco Bell, second, if you order 100 tacos, I don't think you should be expecting a second date, by the way. But definitely don't make her pay if you're going to do
that. Unless you're, like, feeding the whole, like, town of homeless people with the tacos, but...
That, or, I mean... Yeah, I mean, I think that's what I was going for.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're, like, absolutely hilarious, you're going to be like, dude, this is my food for the next week. That'd be kind of weird. But, I mean, if it's something that's meant to be, like, funny, and, you know, it's kind of like a joke. Because it says he asks her to pay.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's actually what happened, but if it was meant as a joke and it was just something that was funny and she finds that endearing, I don't know. I guess that's cool. But yeah. Hey, it'd be kind of. I need to read the full thing. Let's read the full thing. Maybe. Let's see what happens. Before meeting her husband, she had used dating apps to meet people. Oh, Lord. The story begins with this particular man inviting her out to dinner. They plan to meet first at his place. When Myers arrived, her date said he'd lost his keys and asked her to he gave her directions, and they ended up at Taco Bell in the drive-thru lane. It gets worse. Then he ordered 100 hard-shell tacos. Moments later, the man told his date he couldn't find his wallet. Myers says she agreed to pay and then returned to his house only to eat the tacos at his kitchen table in silence. The man's father briefly joined them before Myers decided the date was over. She took the remaining tacos with her.
Oh my god.
Elise, I am so sorry. But let me tell you.
What?
12.3 million views later, you have a lot of clout, and I'm very jealous of you. So, hey, I feel like the $150 you spent on 100 tacos was worth that clout, so.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job, Elise. Yeah. Taking it like a champ. Don't ever let anybody do that to you again, though.
Yeah.
Say no. Oh my god, while they waited for the orders, she says he spent the entire time talking about his ex-girlfriend. That's a big red flag. The date's over. The date's over right there. The date's it's over right there.
Like it's over. Why are you talking about your ex?
Everything.
Boy, you talking about your ex? Just move on.
That's a heck no right on, there.
Bro. Like, oh my gosh, got any better ideas, bro, other than talking about
I think your ex? Try, like, experiment with all the worst ideas to do for a first date, honestly.
Maybe. I don't know.
Or wait. Or it's like, why talk about your ex? It's like, do you secretly love her?
Oh, well, yeah. If he's talking about his ex, I mean, clearly.
We're not over her.
Yeah. And so the thing is, dating apps, I've always found dating apps kind of trashy. I mean, there are some people who, like, you know, use them out of a necessity for whatever reason. Maybe they just don't have the time to date. But if you're using a dating app, then you go on the date and they spend their entire time talking about their ex. They're just looking for a rebound. You know, that's not the one for you. So,
yeah.
That's about it. Another quick news. Did you guys hear about the Texas school shooting?
I did a little bit.
Yeah.
Honestly, so, not until you mentioned it, though, and then I looked it up some, but.
Yeah.
Texas school shooting, I kind of looked it up. Is it just a day ago?
A couple days ago,
October 8th.
Yep. So, I don't, the kid's name's Timothy, and I was like, oh, Lord. Anyways, so it's a rich kid. He's rich, by the way. Mm-hmm. His family lives in a $400,000 house. He's got a $35,000 2018 Charger. And his parents said that the reason for the school shooting was because he gets picked on for his fancy clothes and his nice car.
Oh, what a hard life.
What a hard life. You know, and then there was a whole bunch of people on Twitter, and I'm always on Twitter. That's how I know this. Sorry. They're like, these white supremacists need to stop shooting up schools. And then it comes out that he's black, and they're like, oh, he's a POC. I'm like, dude, Lord. I guarantee you.
Why the media tries to make it about white supremacy? I'm so annoyed by this.
And it's not even the media. It's just everyday people.
Everyday people, exactly. I'm so annoyed.
Yeah, I'm looking up articles about it, and it says he was released on bail.
Yep. So, he killed four people. He killed four, or killed two, injured two, whatever. I think they died anyways. I don't know, four people.
I don't know what his intention was, to be honest.
Yeah, really four were affected.
Four were affected.
This article from NPR says two people were shot and two others suffered unspecified injuries.
Josie, I don't know what his intention was, honestly, in grabbing the gun and just, like, pulling the trigger. I mean, he got bullied, but I don't know. Did he want it to take revenge?
I saw somewhere that there was a fight that led to it. There was a fight that led to it, like a fist fight.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know. There's no reasonable justification for a school shooting ever. Yeah. I don't care. If you're being bullied, okay, especially for the reason that his parents said he were being bullied, dude, you need to suck it up.
Uh-huh.
Really? You're upset because people make fun of you because you have fancy clothes? Dude, I wish I had fancy clothes growing up. Yeah. You have a $35,000 car that's 3 years old. My car is 30 years old, and I didn't get it until I was already out of high school. So I don't care how bad you feel like your life is. I guarantee you mine's worse. Bless you, Stephen.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Stephen, do you have Rona?
No.
I have to kick you out of the...
No. Yeah, bro, you're unvaccinated. We can't have. I'm joking.
We can't have that.
Yeah, we can get sick.
Suck it up. Cut this out. Anyways, so I don't know why this boy. I don't know why Tim like that. I don't know why that guy just like shit on people though. I think he could have. I think maybe if I was there, like maybe before,
if you were there,
shooting, I would have asked him to go see a counselor. I would have tried to help him.
Yeah.
Well, see, here's the thing. I mean, you never know why people do these things. They may need help. They may have just decided that they don't really care, you know.
Yeah.
A majority of the time I like to think that they're coming from a place of, you know, pain. You know, something's wrong, but you never know. They may have just decided one day that they're going to, and he's perfectly fine now. His family had a welcoming home party for him. You know, and apparently the lives of two people and then, you know, unspecified injuries of two others is worth $75,000. Because that's how much his bail was.
Wow.
Honestly, I don't know what to say to this, to be honest. I don't know if, like, if I would agree with, like, shooting him, him committing the shooting, getting put in jail, only to later get released.
Yeah, no. He should have.
I don't know. Maybe his family just asked people to ask the court to like show him grace or something, like show him forgiveness. I don't know.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Yeah, I don't know what to say to this.
When you kill two people, and I'm pretty sure he was 18 years old.
Yeah, I don't know. He was a grown man.
He was 18. He was legally an adult when he killed. Okay, yeah. Let me look up the thing.
Okay, so one of the. One of the people shot is, it says he's currently in critical condition, but this was as of, as of yesterday.
Oh, here's some good news.
Mm-hmm.
There was a GoFundMe set up for him.
What?
Yahoo Insider says a GoFundMe created for the Texas school shooting suspect has been removed from the website. Good. Thank you, GoFundMe. Okay, well,
yeah, good job for once.
For what?
His name is Timothy Simpkins. It says accused of opening fire. Do you know why they put the accused, even though it's a fact that it happened?
Mm-hmm.
It's because for legal reasons they can't say that he actually did it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. But yeah, like obviously they would know if he did it or not. So
yeah. So,
oh, Lord.
His mom says, my son has gone through a very traumatic experience. He needs counseling and therapy. Well, yeah, probably, if he's going to do that.
Okay.
18-year-old's family said that he was bullied in school. According to the report, Simpkins was released on $75,000 bail on Thursday and was charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Was he charged with murder?
Let's see about that. Let's see. Okay. Let's just. Honestly, I don't know if I.
Oh, this says that no one was killed on Wednesday, but still, like, 2 were shot. And
4 people were injured. There's just a whole bunch of different. See, I heard 4, then I heard 2, now I'm here, then I heard 1. And then I heard 2 again, so I went with 2. And now it's just injured, and I'm seeing 4 injured right now.
That's weird. Anyway,
biggest thing to take away from this is the media is inconsistent. And he brought a gun to school, and he shot people.
And now he's free.
And now he's free.
Really? Yeah. Oh my lord.
Regardless of how many people he killed, mm-hmm. he shot someone and they're in critical condition, so they could die. Yeah. Four people are injured. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm assuming if they're going to bring up the four people that it's not a bruise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's something more than just a slight discomfort.
It said one of them was injured in... one was grazed by a bullet. One of the two who were not shot but were injured, she was grazed by a bullet. And then another one was injured in a fall, probably like trying to get away from...
Yeah. And then there was also, I saw a story of I don't know if it was a girl or a boy who called their parents and said they were scared and that there was a school shooting. And I don't want to go looking for it. We've talked about this enough. And
yeah,
you know, Timothy Simpkins is the guy. He brought a gun to school and then he shot two people. So there you go.
Yeah.
And now he's released on $75,000 bail, even though he actively tried to harm people.
Yeah.
And he's an adult, so.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he is 18.
I can't. Honestly, like, reading about this whole Texas school shooting, I'm like, I don't know whether to feel sad or angry or, I don't know. Maybe I feel like nothing or just a little disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't mean any offense to the parents. I think his parents tried their best. I'm not going to say, like, that his parents spoiled it. I don't want to say his parents spoiled him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, I don't know. The amount of psychological effects that this guy suffered, like, for all this, like, bullying or something, like, maybe, like, he couldn't process it well or something like that. That's why he felt the need to, like, just project his anger.
Likely, but that can't excuse what happened.
Yeah,
but,
so yeah. Here's the biggest
thing. There's no excuse what happened, yeah.
Here's the biggest thing that I think needs to be said. From what we've heard, he shot up a school for a very stupid reason, okay?
No, that's no excuse.
He shot two people, and he injured one, and then another was injured as well in the situation. He was released a day later on $75,000 bail. There's a video of him walking down the street with the smuggest look I've ever seen on his face. And he had a welcoming home party.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
That's not right.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? That's actually, not right. You know, I'm angry at this. Why do you give a shooter a home welcoming party? Is he the prodigal son?
I've got no clue. And then people are like, maybe he's coming from like a poor household. I'm like, he's got a $400,000 house, you know.
You know what?
Steven, keep the shirt on, Steven. Keep the shirt on. The children. Think of the children.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, sorry.
Okay. It's okay. You're fine.
I'm about to react in anger, anyways.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Senator Kyrsten Sinema, she's being followed into bathrooms.
Oh, wow. Is that the same person who, like, who bullied those boys or, like, who ran? Is this a politician?
Yeah,
she was chased by her own people.
Yeah. She was – okay, so
– I've heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah, so Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, we actually talked about them last week, I think. Steven, were you on with me last week?
I believe so.
Yes, yeah. we talked about them last week, about that, how they were like, $3.5 trillion is way too much. Nancy Pelosi ended up splitting the bill into the reconciliation and the infrastructure bill. Now, progressives were like, yo, we're not going to vote for the infrastructure bill because we know we're not going to get votes on the reconciliation bill. Whatever. So, earlier this week, Senator Kyrsten Sinema was followed into a restroom with a large, actually a pretty decent sized group of people following her into the restroom and screaming at her about a big Build Back Better plan. And then, you know, that's just not cool. You know, nobody wants to be followed into the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There's not really much to say about that. You know, if you're a pretty trash person if you're going to, like, harass someone while they're using the restroom. That's all I'm saying. Not only that, but she later got on a plane. She was flying somewhere, I'm assuming. And one of the people who followed her into the restroom somehow, magically, was on the exact same plane as her.
What? That's a coincidence.
So, yeah, no, Steven, it's either a coincidence or somebody in that airline, working for that airline, gave out information about a senator.
What?
Where they were flying and what flight they were going to be on.
Oh, dude, that is...
Which is a real big issue, because here's the thing. Right there. There's a reason why we don't say what vehicle the president is in when he's got his motorcade driving down the road. There's a reason why we have hard cover tops over cars now. We don't have presidents riding in convertibles. You know? And there's a reason why we have to give IDs when we get on planes now. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a president who was assassinated, and then we had 19 militant assailants in 2001 hijack a plane.
Mm-hmm.
Giving out personal information and where our politicians are going to be and when they're going to be there is a very big issue. So, you may be a Democrat, Kyrsten Sinema, but you're not bad. You're not as bad as
oh my gosh. Honestly, I think the progressives are just tearing themselves
apart. That's what it is.
I don't know even like
their biggest
progressives overwin.
So
if, what's up?
They made a decision in 2016 with Bernie. Okay.
Bernie, yes.
That I think Bernie shouldn't have done. Or Bernie made this decision. Instead of running as an independent, running as a third party, making a third party, he ran as a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, after that, during the debates, he had to debate against Democrats. And they were all saying the exact same thing he was.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't saying anything new. So when it came time for him to drop out, he had to get behind somebody who he shouldn't have wanted to get behind. If he had ran it as independent, Trump would have won by a lot more in 2016, and Biden would not have won.
Mm.
Ooh.
And now the progressives are feeling it in the Senate. You know, all the progressives that are part of the Democrat, you know, they've partnered with the Democrats, and the Democrats aren't willing to go as progressive as the progressives want.
Yeah.
And the issue with the Democrats is they've supported all these progressives, and now the progressives aren't voting for things unless the Democrats vote for things that they do not want. Because, you know, in 2022, they need to be reelected. And if they're hurting their voter base, they are not going to be reelected.
Oh, this is like a tear right now. This is like a perfect opportunity for Republicans to take advantage.
The Democrat Party is falling apart.
They are.
Because we have our moderate Democrats sitting there trying to be reelected. And we've got the progressives who do not care and just want it their way. You know?
The socialist. Leftist.
The Democratic Socialist is what they call themselves.
Yeah, the communists.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Hey, I told you I was going to be ranting a lot on here, so.
Hey, you're good, man. You're good. You are good. Project Veritas.
Oh, yeah.
Out with another video, and I did not say this at the beginning. I really should have. We're going to put all the links down in the description. But also... Follow us on Instagram, okay? And follow us on Instagram. Also, check out PragerU and PragerFirst on Instagram and Twitter, because they're the ones who brought us together originally. So, yeah. Other than that, yes, Project Veritas. So, turns out Johnson & Johnson used fetal cells when they developed the vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
There's your religious exemption. That because using dead baby cells is a no-go for a lot of Christians.
I can't believe Pfizer just admitted. Pfizer literally just admitted.
I don't think. Wait, did Pfizer just admit to it too?
Yeah, Pfizer literally admitted in their emails like,
"We used aborted fetal cells."
Was Pfizer. Yeah, it was.
I know Johnson and Johnson said it too.
Yeah, they admitted to using aborted fetal cells for their research of their vaccines. I'm like, Pfizer, you just outdid yourself, bro.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, my big thing with Pfizer was, you know, they had a couple scientists come out, or that were, I love Project Veritas because they're willing to get information however they can, which is great. That's what we need in honest journalism, you know?
Yeah.
We need people who are willing to go out there and get information in any way possible, as long as it's not illegal. Okay. If these people are willingly going to give up information, that's on them. But yeah, they had a couple scientists willingly give up information. If you've had COVID, you don't need to get the vaccine. Your natural immunity should be fine. If you're children, or if you're a child, or if you have children, they don't need the vaccine. They should be fine. And you know, that's it. I'll make sure I post a link to that, or post a link to that. Put a link to that in the description because that's pretty important. But did anybody else want to say anything about the Project Veritas?
Oh yeah, Project Veritas. Like, I think they did a good job of releasing the truth about the vaccines that most of us probably know all along. Mm-hmm. Like the fact that like these people that are working for these companies, like the fact that they were willing to come out, and even on camera, admitting these things, like, you know, oh, we're gonna implement vaccine passports, like this is like Nazi Germany style. Like, I watched like I think 4 parts already. I think I need to watch part 5, but 4 parts I've watched, they just all confirmed what I've already known, and there's shocking revelations as well. Like,
I need to watch them. I have not
I watched all of the ones on Gabriel Gripes, but I think I watched the first one on the vaccine thing, then I haven't watched the rest. But now we're on to the next segment, and this is the doozy. This is the big news. Quinnipiac poll. Majority says Biden administration is not competent, and his poll numbers aren't bouncing back. 38% of the American electorate agrees that Biden is not competent.
Thank you, Steven, for that.
And I'll post a link to this article along with a few other articles. We've got one from American Lookout, we got one from Newsweek, as well as welcome back. and then one from Hot Air. Okay, yeah, no, that's an old one. Oh, yeah, that's an old one. Okay, so, yeah. So, President Joe Biden's approval rating is continuing to slide, with the latest Quinnipiac poll putting him at his lowest ever score of 38%. Wow. That's right about where, and it's down from the 42%. So, it's dropped 4 points in 3 weeks, according to Quinnipiac.
Wow. Yep.
So, and 38% was about where Trump was his entire presidency.
Yeah, I think it was that was the average.
And here's the thing. The Trump administration was constantly being berated.
Yeah, by everything.
By everything, yeah. Mm-hmm. For some reason, my laptop is not charging. We're going to figure out what that issue is. And I've just figured out what the issue is.
Is it plugged?
It was plugged in on the computer, but it wasn't plugged in at the surge protector thing. Right. We constantly had the Trump administration like being hit super hard by the media. First 9 months, nothing but praises for Biden. But look what we see here. Even with the media's help, people do not like Biden.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Even with the media's help. So, hey, I mean, what else can you say? The survey found that Biden received negative scores in the double digits on a number of issues, including the economy, immigration, and his handling of the crisis of Afghanistan. Lowest points since poll took office, blah, 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 blah. Ratings dropped consistently for the past few months, according to 538's average polling rating. So, on average, he stands at 44.1%, a dramatic decrease from the low to mid 50% approval rating he enjoyed through much of his earlier part of this year. And, hey, I mean, 81 million votes, most popular president ever, guys, come on.
Yeah, most popular, 81 million votes. Yeah, where did they go?
We believe it, for sure.
Yeah, so,
Go.
Quinnipiac poll found that the only key issue with Americans don't overwhelmingly disapprove of Biden's response is the COVID pandemic, with 48% approving. That's the highest percent of approval for Biden with his COVID response, 48%.
Wow.
I just think with the COVID thing, though, I think Biden just kind of just rode on what Trump started, though.
Yeah, with vaccinations, for sure.
Yeah, Biden just basically wrote it. Other than that, he doesn't do anything productive.
Yep. The key issues...
Us.
My bad. Yeah. The key issue... Ooh. I apologized. We're good? Okay. Sorry. The key issues that Biden is thought to handle at least well are immigration and the situation at the Mexican border, with 25% approving of his... immigration policies, and 23% of his border 23% of voters agreeing with his border policies.
Wow.
67% disagree for both. When asked if they would say Biden had good leadership skills, 56 responded that said that they would not say that. 41% say that they believe that he does have that. Elsewhere, a majority of people disapprove of his handling of the economy, 55% compared to 39% approval. We have the worst economy we've had in a while. You know, it's more, we have the highest gas prices we've had in, I think, 9 years? 7 years? 9 years, I think? Yeah. And his job in the commander of chiefs of the military, 58% disapprove, 37% approve. Impact of Afghan withdrawal, 50%. 15% thinking none of it should have been pulled out at all. So 15% of people now saying that we should not have pulled out.
Oh my lord, come on. Really?
28% of people think that he did perfectly. Nothing he could have done different.
Who are these people? Okay. I've got no clue. I already know one of these 28% of people is my liberal friend.
58% of people say that that was handled incorrectly. So, 15 people. Let's put this into perspective.
Okay.
Hey Siri, what's 15 plus 58? 73.
Plus 58.
So, 73% total agree that he did it wrong.
Yeah.
15% of those saying that they shouldn't have been pulled out. 58% of those saying that he just did it wrong. 28%, or those numbers don't add up, do they? 27%. The number's a little off because blah.
Stuff.
Yeah. 27%, because of round off error, I'm guessing, 28% said that he did the right thing by withdrawing all of the troops. New news came out that Mark Milley and some other military officials said that he should not have pulled out troops. They warned him time and time again, and he did it anyways.
Wow.
Honestly, I don't know, like, the idea of pulling out troops out of, what, Afghanistan? You asking?
Mm-hmm.
I think the idea itself was okay. I thought the idea of pulling troops out of Afghanistan, for me personally, was okay. Like, I thought the idea itself was like, because our troops, they need to go home. And we've been fighting this endless war for too long. Mm-hmm. I think we should
have
left.
To have a plan of how.
Yeah, the way he did it was a debacle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what led to, like, a jab. And now it's like the ally. Our allies, like, who trusted that Biden was gonna somehow bring peace to the world is like now complaining. I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
Where's your hero? What happened to your hero? Mm-hmm. Come on, Biden. Where's all the unity? Now it's like our allies are complaining about Biden. And I'm like, well, you complained about Trump, even though Trump tried the best he could to help make peace with the world, but you trusted this guy?
Yeah. So as of the 9-month mark, Trump's approval rating was at 38%. Mm. Biden's approval rating per Quinnipiac? Quinnipiac, is that what it's called? Yeah, Quinnipiac. 38%. So they're right about the same mark.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And the media's been helping Biden.
Yeah. So. With all the lies they're trying to.
So, more on approval. Biden's approval rating among black voters plunges more than 20 points in 1 month.
Ooh. Wow.
That's a bunch.
Yeah. White voters, his approval dropped from 49 to 42. With black Should voters, it dropped from 86 to 64.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. Now with the, I think is absolutely hilarious. So, who do you guys think agreed more with defund the police?
Who do I think agreed more with
defund? Who do you think wanted to defund the police the most?
I think. What up?
Who do you think wanted to defund the police the most?
Between Trump and Biden?
No, just. American politics.
Oh.
The leftists, like AOC.
Okay, what about races?
Well, you would think African American, like people of color, but
yeah, people of color.
I have a feeling that's not it.
That's not it at all, Josie. That's not it at all. So
I think it's white people.
Hey. Oh my gosh, I'm a person of color, man. Come on, what are you trying to do? Just kidding.
28% of black respondents said they would back the campaign to defund the police.
Wow, majority of blacks don't even want to defund the police. Wow.
Yeah.
So surprising.
Now, it's not much higher, but 33% of white respondents want to defund the police.
Higher.
Yeah. 34% of Democrats want to defund the police.
Oh.
And for some reason, hard about this. And for some reason, 16% want to defund the police. Of Republicans want to defund the police.
Interesting.
Which Republicans want to defund the police?
Now
though?
Here's the thing. There's a lot of talk about what defunding the police means.
Yeah, I was about to say, do you know if it's like fully defund or just like reduce the funding that goes toward probably
they're inconsistent with their own beliefs, so I'm not even gonna try and so why the people like who you're supposed to be trying to like protect, you know, they don't even agree with you.
So very interesting.
Yep. I don't even know why.
Yep, and that's it for the polls.
Okay.
But and I think that's all of our main stuff.
Nice.
All right.
Oh, so, sure. Don't we have more?
That's it. The main stuff. So, yeah. I will send you guys a link real quick.
Okay. I have no idea what's happening. It sounds good though.
All right. And if you don't want to, it's okay. But I just think it'd be something interesting to do.
Where did my phone go?
Or you know what? Let me just like. Where did your phone go?
Oh, found it. We're good.
All right. So, how do we feel about taking the political compass test?
Where's the link?
Did you send it?
Yeah, I'm about to send it.
Okay. I'm good with that.
Let's go.
Sounds fun.
All right. It's something that I think is interesting because it's we all generally agree with conservative ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I would say that not all of us are 100% in the same area, you know, because we all have different beliefs on certain things. So I'll share my results, you know.
Okay.
Why not? You guys don't have to share yours.
I'll do mine. I don't care.
All right. So let's go to Alright. So, are we all on the website?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Alright. So, question one. These have to do with how we see the country and the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if economic globalization is inevitable, it should primarily serve humanity rather than the interest of transnational corporations.
Three.
Have either of you ever taken this quiz before?
No,
this is actually my first time.
Hey, well, we're going to have some fun. And I'm sure people in the group chat will be able to take that too. So, if economic globalization, if there is a world economy, should it aim to help people or should it aim to help companies?
I mean,
and there's no wrong answer to these. I mean, yes, there is. Because you're either. Ooh.
Sorry.
Josie, did you break something?
Josie.
Huh?
Did you break something, Josie?
No, I think my roommate made everything fall out of our dishwasher or something like that.
Oh, are they broken?
I don't think so.
The door is
to the kitchen. Okay. I'll find out later. It sounded like a bunch of silverware, I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm also going to just screw, like, oh my gosh. Some of these questions are like.
Yeah, some of them are. That's why we're not going to be showing them. And when we get to a question that's quite controversial, we'll probably just answer that privately. And I mean, I'm sure we'll all answer the correct way, but if economic globalization is inevitable, if there's going to be a world economy, should it help people or companies?
I don't like that question at all.
Why not?
Because I think it should help both, and by doing one, it helps the other. But like, humanity sounds right, but corporations, like, I don't know, the economy is what the economy is supposed to help, you know.
So
like,
is helping humanity going to help the economy, or is helping the economy going to help humanity?
Probably the second one more. So
the second one more. So yeah. I mean, if you don't have to click strongly,
yeah,
you can put slightly or one of the two. But
what did you put? I'm curious, unless you don't want to say.
So, I think it should serve to help humanity, but mm-hmm. I feel like that's going to... I'm all for a little bit of, you know, trade protectionism. All for a little bit of... Oop, our call ends in 10 minutes. I'll make sure to send another link. But mm-hmm. I'm all for a little bit of trade protectionism and... government regulation on business. So, all right, we're going to jump back into this with a new call. All right, Steven just said something while we were restarting the chat, and I thought it was important to tell y'all. He said, I wanted to see if I'll do a line with some authoritarian, because I do have some authoritarian in me, something like that. And I wanted to say real quickly, there's four quadrants, you know. There's two axes. There's authoritarian, libertarian on the y-axis, and then there's economic right and left on the, or economic freedom or collectivism on the x. There's nothing wrong with being any of the four quadrants, because in reality, they're not that consistent with what you believe in. It's just something interesting to do, you know? So I'm sure Steven will be back here soon. He says he's already skipped ahead a little bit. I was like, come on, Steven, what are we doing?
One of the things, the questions are interesting. I thought it was like, you know,
hey, it's
know.
Okay. It's okay. Yeah, yeah. We know. Okay. Okay. So, question number two. I'd always support my country, whether it was right or wrong.
Disagree.
Yeah, disagree.
What?
Steven. Okay. Let me give you a little bit of a situation. If the United States decided to send all of its nukes at Canada for no reason at all.
Would you support
that decision?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Honestly, bro, I'm very I don't know. I'm very
nationalistic,
so
yeah,
my tendencies here.
If we are okay, Stephen. I'm not gonna judge you. I'm not gonna judge you.
No, honestly, to answer your question, okay, now that you asked that, like, for no reason, no.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
I don't know.
I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that with every single one of these. There's some people that I'll have take this test and I'll explain every single question to them, but I won't do that with y'all.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, so
no one chooses their country of birth, so it's foolish to be proud of it.
I disagree.
I strongly disagree.
Yeah, I strongly disagree.
Yeah.
Our race has many superior... this is one of the ones that we probably shouldn't have read, but hey, we've already said it. Our race has many superior qualities compared to with other races. Strongly
disagree.
Yeah, of course. Why do you say it like, I don't agree? Of course you don't agree.
I don't agree.
No. Yeah, okay. I strongly disagree with that one. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
I kind of disagree.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to, I don't know, yeah.
There's always three-way wars.
I would agree with that to an extent. I would agree with that to an extent of, like, you know, hey, there's, like, maybe political infighting, you know, or it's, like, oh, there's a bigger enemy out there, like, say, COVID, this COVID vaccine, and it's affecting me as a conservative, or it might be affecting the black people, and then BLM has to protest the vaccines because of the, like, when I'm, like,
yeah.
Even though my ideology differs, I'm, like, you know what? If we have to work together just this once to get rid of the COVID mandates,
yeah,
then we will.
Yeah,
that's a good point. And I think often the enemy of my enemy will be my friend, but in a way, but I don't want to put that as the standard.
There's always exceptions. And I feel like in this case, yeah, you need to pay attention to that. So, here we go. Military action that defies international law is sometimes justified.
I might slightly agree.
Yeah.
Like, agree, yeah, slightly. Yeah.
Well, because, like, I mean, okay, so...
Because it's international law.
Yeah, I feel like there's an international law that says you just can't, like, bomb people for no reason. But, well, I mean... I feel like that's a warranted national law, but
yes.
you can't do things like survey over other countries or whatever without the country's approval. I feel like there's definitely some times when it's necessary to survey other countries, especially when there are enemies, and we're trying to make sure they don't do anything stupid. So, there is now a worrying fusion of information and entertainment.
Agree. Strongly.
Strongly agree.
Yeah.
There's always just massive infusion confusion. Anyways, la.
So, people are ultimately divided more by class than nationality.
I would agree.
You agree?
Yeah, yes. I would agree.
Yeah.
Because we would always talk about, like, poor, you know, the like the rich, the poor, all that stuff, you know, glass ceiling.
Yeah.
The glass ceiling theory. And even my mom just, like, brought up this whole, like, glass ceiling theory. And I'm like, come on. Really? Are you going to use that to, like, just keep people from pursuing their dreams or, like, keep going for it? I'm like, no. I'm like, in America, it's like, it's the land of opportunity. Mm-hmm. I believe that. And it's like, you should be free to pursue your own interests, your own opportunities. Like, anyone can pursue opportunities given to them if they work hard for it. That's the main basic principle I've always lived by since living in America.
I agree with that. And I feel like you can relate more to people, though, depending on the same class versus the same nationality. So
yes, exactly. Okay. Based right there.
Okay, next question. Controlling inflation is more important than controlling unemployment.
Wow.
I agree.
You say agree?
I think.
You think?
Because
I disagree.
Well,
honestly, like, unemployment, we need to, like, why is it that we have to, like...
But I feel like you can't... Sorry, I mean, you can...
It's hard to control either of them, is the point. So which one should we try to
get people more paid?
Control, like, I don't know. In a way, you can control like whether you're going to inflate, like cause inflation or not. Whereas unemployment, it more depends on like the employer and the like the employees, you know, like, I don't know. It's more, you control that more at an individual level. Like people are only going to get a job if they decide to get a job.
So let me ask you something.
Fine.
And this has something to do with the question, but it's not going to like help you see an answer any clearer.
Yeah.
Do you know what the leading cause of recession is?
What?
Legitimately?
What is it?
Is it, let's see.
What inflation. Always causes a recession?
Inflation?
Well, that's something that has to do with a recession.
Yeah. Okay. Unemployment? No.
So, recessions always follow someone talking about recessions. Whenever, like, the thing that starts recessions the most is when people start talking about a recession. Because as soon as people start talking about a recession, boom, people are instantly pulling out stocks. People are instantly buying up things. Inflation starts to occur. Unemployment starts to occur. And it's because people are scared of a recession. The things that they do to prevent it or to prepare for it end up causing more of it. That was the biggest issue with the Depression. That was the biggest issue with the Depression in the 1920s.
Yeah. And a like small example of that would be like the gas shortage. Mm-hmm. Like the thing that made that a problem was everyone overstocking.
Yeah, the gas shortage, toilet paper, frozen goods, literally anything. Water.
Yeah.
So. And we literally have taps. Drink water from the tap, guys. Come on. Okay. Josie, do you have a problem with tap water?
A little bit.
Tap water. Okay. All right.
It grosses me out a tiny bit. It's fine. Josie, I drink it.
Yeah, I don't. So my fridge has a filter on it, so I drink tap water. But
yeah,
you know, if that was my only option, are you part of the Illuminati now, Steven?
No. Hey, no.
Okay.
I'm part of the law, man.
Next question.
Okay.
Because corporations cannot be trusted to voluntarily protect the environment, they require regulation.
I'd say I disagree, but not strongly disagree.
Disagree. Yeah, I disagree too. Like, no, the thing is, though, with corporations, I think there needs to be, like, a balance of, like, you know, I think, first of all, it should be at least somewhat regulated. I'd say like, you know, because corporations, the people working in the corporation or businesses, they're the ones that are making the most money. It's like, don't just regulate. The government can't just regulate how much people earn working in those corporations. They have to like, you know, they need to make their own profit. That's the beauty of capitalism. It's like you can make your own money and your profit without the government having to control what you earn. It's like, if you want the government to control your money, go to a socialist country.
Yeah, so here's my thing. I ultimately believe that the market will sort itself out. I believe that if there is a company that's actively doing terrible things, people just are going to buy less from that company and, you know, look for alternatives. That hasn't always been the case, but we're seeing a rise in that. And, I mean, nobody wants to get paid $1.50 or $1.50 a day. Let's be honest. That's what some people are being paid in other countries. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Where does Steven keep going?
I don't know. We should keep going.
All right. All right, Steven, you're missing it.
Yeah, right. I gotta go really soon.
Okay. Oh, you have to go really soon? Oh, Lord. Okay. All right. From each according to his ability to each according to his need is a fundamentally good idea.
Agree.
You agree?
Yes.
All right.
Because, you know what? How much you work, whatever your ability is, whatever how good your skill is, you deserve what you earn based on what the skill is.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
I'm also kind of saying that in the
Steven,
way,
Steven,
the more
do you know?
The more you deserve.
Steven, do you know? Do you know what that quote is for?
Socialism.
What?
That's a quote for communism.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's literally a communist quote, Steven.
It's saying, like, everyone should, like...
From each according to his ability, to each according to his need. Everybody gets what they want.
No. Actually, it's F tier.
All right, Steven. All right. We're not giving you any more hints, Steven.
Yeah, you got
to And we've got to go quickly. We've got to go quickly. Josie has to go here soon. Okay. So we're just going to rapid fire them, okay? Okay.
The three of them agree. Yeah.
I strongly agree. It's a sad reflection on our society that something as basic as drinking water is now a bottled, branded consumer product. Okay. Land shouldn't be a commodity to be bought and sold. I strongly disagree with that one. It is regrettable that many personal fortunes are made by people who simply manipulate money and contribute nothing to society. Protectionism is sometimes necessary in trade. I really wish we could give these more attention, but we got to get through it.
If I have to leave before...
Ah, no, you're good. You're good. Okay, the only social responsibility of a company should be to deliver profit to its shareholders. The rich are too highly taxed. Those with the ability to pay should have access to higher standards of medical care. Governments should penalize businesses that mislead the public. A genuine free market requires restrictions on the ability of predator multinationals to create monopolies. Okay. Now this one looks at personal social values. Abortion, when the woman's life is not threatened, should always be illegal. All authority should be questioned. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Taxpayers should not be expected to prop up any theaters or museums that cannot survive on a commercial basis. Schools should not make classroom attendance compulsory. Ooh. All people have their rights, but it's better for all of us that different sorts of people should keep to their own kind. I think we all understand the connotation with that one, and I think we can all agree to strongly disagree.
What?
Yeah.
Steven.
Like,
Steven.
You're not going to give me any more hints. Okay,
stop saying things.
What do you mean, stop saying things?
You're going to get yourself in trouble, Steven.
You two just try to, like, oh my gosh. Anyways.
Okay. Good parents sometimes have to spank their children.
Strongly agree.
Oh, yeah. Dude. If you don't whack your kids sometimes, I'm sorry.
That's what's missing.
Like, sometimes, hey, yo, I think white people, okay, we need to learn something, okay? Especially from Hispanic mothers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, we just need to pick up the chancla and beat our kid upside the head with it, you know? Because we do stupid things sometimes, and we need to get punished, okay?
Yeah,
hey. It's natural for children to keep some secrets from their parents.
Agree.
Okay. Possessing marijuana for personal use should not be a criminal offense. The prime function of schooling should be to equip the future generation to find jobs. People with serious inheritable disabilities should not be allowed to reproduce.
Wait, stop. Let me ask one question.
Okay.
Is it okay to leave a few questions blank if you don't understand them?
Which ones don't you understand, Stephen?
There were a few that I didn't understand, such as, okay, what about the fact that this question said, like, oh, about, what's it, oh. This question specifically, like, how about people with serious inheritable disabilities should not be allowed to reproduce?
Okay, what is a seriously inheritable disability?
Like what? I don't know. What do you mean? I don't. What do you mean? Like
mental disabilities?
Like, yeah.
Like people with Down syndrome.
Autism.
Stuff like that.
Should they? You don't have to answer.
A disability but that should, they could pass
yeah.
on.
Should they be allowed to reproduce? I mean, I think, no, we've talked about this already. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I already know your answer. They already know your answer. Or you're good.
What?
You're good.
We already know.
He's like, I don't know.
We already know your answer. We talked about this.
We disagree, right? I
disagree. Wait, what?
Like,
yeah,
they
no. Yeah. Completely disagree.
Yeah.
People with serious inheritable disabilities should not be allowed to reproduce. We disagree.
Because they should be allowed.
Yeah. Right to life. Come on. The most important thing for children to do is learn to accept discipline.
Yes.
Yeah. Strongly agree. I strongly agree with that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There are no savage and civilized peoples. There are only different cultures. Agreed. Okay. Yeah, Josie, you've got that look on your face. I was about to say cannibalism.
Yeah.
Cannibalism is a thing.
It's savage, and it's not civilized. And there are some more civilized places. So.
Okay.
Those. I still agree, though. I'll stick with agree. You don't need to give me hints.
That's fine.
Okay. Those who are... There you go, buddy. Those who are able to work and refuse the opportunity should not expect society's support. When you are troubled, it's better to not think about it, but to keep busy with more cheerful things. First-generation immigrants can never be fully integrated within their new country. What's good for the most successful corporations is always ultimately good for us all. No broadcasting institution, however independent its content, should receive public funding. All right, we're on page 4 of 6. We're going to get this done quick. Okay. Our civil liberties are being excessively curbed in the name of counterterrorism.
Wait, hold on.
Okay.
I forgot to answer a question. Taxpayers should not be expected to prop up any theaters or museums that can survive on a commercial basis. What does that even mean?
Okay, if there's a Taco Bell that isn't making enough money, I'm just going to put it in simple terms, I guess.
Okay. I disagree. First, let's move on.
I don't know what that question was, but yeah. I don't know what the rest of the question was. Okay.
Sorry.
Our civil liberties are being excessively curbed in the name of counterterrorism. A significant advantage of one-party system is that it avoids the arguments that delay progress in a democratic political system. Although the electronic age makes official surveillance easier, only wrongdoers need to be worried. The death penalty should be an option for the most serious crimes. In a civilized society, one must always have people above to be obeyed and below to be commanded. Abstract art that doesn't represent anything shouldn't be considered art at all. I'm sorry, Hunter Biden, but that's not art. Okay. In criminal justice, punishment should be more important than rehabilitation. It's a waste of time to try to rehabilitate some criminals. The business person and the manufacturer are more important than the writer and the artist.
I don't know if I would agree with that. I don't know.
That one's kind of hard.
Well, yeah. I mean, see, here's the thing.
It depends.
I mean, it depends.
I feel like you need, like, you really need writing and art and stuff.
Because that's
quality life. But you can find that without, like, paying a writer or artist, probably, whereas business person and manufacturer is more like your basic needs to survive nowadays. So,
when you think about, on a very basic level, yes, the business person, the manufacturer are more important, but what is more important to society? Mm-hmm. You know, are we going to work as a society if we have canned beans and laptops, but no art? Mm-hmm. And music and books, you know? So.
Yeah.
Okay. Mothers may have careers, but their first duty is to be homemakers.
Agree. Yep. I strongly agree with that.
We talked about that last week.
Women stay home.
Steven, stop it. You're killing us. You're killing us, Steven. Jeez. You're killing me. You made me unplug my headphones. One second. Okay. Do you think we're taking advantage of other countries?
That's a hard question.
That is.
Hey, that's the point.
Maybe. What about disagree?
That's up to you.
Yeah. Making peace with the establishment is an important aspect of maturity. What do they mean by establishment? Like government establishment?
The establishment, the way things work, just the way the world is.
Honestly, you know what? Depends. I'd say more towards disagree, because the establishment is just so untrustworthy. Like the government, I don't care. Establishment people, whether you're Republican or Democrat, sometimes they become so distrustworthy. Like those Republicans that voted with Biden's agenda, they're so distrustworthy now. They just like, they fell in line. Okay. They need to be primary. Mitch McConnell needs to be primary.
All right. That's good. Anyways. We got to move on. All right. Okay. Page 5 of 6. We're almost done. Astrology accurately explains many things. What's your zodiac sign, Stephen?
Are you going to ask him about that? Oh my gosh.
No. Shush. We're good. Okay. No. You cannot be moral without religion, without being religious. Charity is better than Social Security as a means of helping the genuinely disadvantaged. Some people are naturally unlucky.
What?
It's important that my child's school instills religious values.
Yes.
Sex outside of marriage is usually immoral. We're already on page 6 of 6.
Nice.
All right. A same-sex couple in a stable, loving relationship should not be excluded from the possibility of child adoption. Pornography depicting consenting adults should be legal for the adult population.
You know what? No! Pornography should be illegal all across the spectrum. I don't agree with pornography at all. You know what?
I don't think it's good for society.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah. I don't either.
It's had a... I actually wrote a report on this, and I said feminism is the leading cause of gender inequality. Because we've had this regressive aspect, and since 1993, third wave feminism was founded, we've actually seen an increase in reported rapes. Now, I don't know if that's... increase in rapes or just reported rapes, but like I was looking into it, 67% of young girls who look up pornography do it to figure out how to please a boy. That is the reason they do it. 67% of girls do it to figure out how they can be better for guys. I'm like, yo, that's not what's up. Okay, what goes on in a private bedroom between consenting adults is no business of the state. Steven!
What?
Where do you keep going?
I already answered my questions. What's up?
Oh my gosh, Steven. Okay.
You're going to have to cut out parts of me walking out.
You're good. You're good. You're good. Okay. No one can feel naturally homosexual.
Strongly agree.
Hey.
Strongly agree with that. Nobody can feel. It's like, actually,
I think you can maybe feel, but.
Yeah. I don't feel like you have to indulge in those feelings.
Yeah.
Because in the end, I don't have to indulge in any of the feelings I have.
Yeah.
You know? Hey. Difference in opinions is an amazing thing, Stephen.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, these days too
traditional.
These days open. Oh yeah, way too traditional. Jeez, Stephen. Ah. You must want a trad wife or something, bro. Gosh. Okay, these days openness about sex has gone too far.
I agree.
Yo,
definitely. Okay.
Let's see where we stand.
Okay, let's see.
Now it's just gonna give you a whole bunch of mumbo jumbo. And then it's
where do you go for the
It's all the way at the bottom. It says your political compass.
Okay.
Wait, where's my political compass is
at? It's all the way at the bottom.
What? No. I can't even see it.
Okay, so.
I don't see. Oh, I'm authoritarian. Wait. Economic left, right, 2.88. Social libertarian / authoritarian, 3.95.
Ooh.
I'm authoritarian right. I knew it. I knew it.
All right. So here, I actually have the same exact economic point as you, Steven. I have 2.88. My social is
a picture of this. I need to. How can I? I need to take a screenshot of
my
this.
Social this is social negative 1.18.
Okay, mine.
Ooh, Steven. I think you have something going on with your audio.
Yeah.
What?
Never mind. Wait. It's not doing it anymore.
My social libertarian authoritarian is 1.38. That's a little higher up toward authoritarian than I like.
Oh my god.
And let's see, economic left right is 3.5.
Oh wow! So you are, so I'm a libertarian, okay. I'm what you call a classical liberal, which is it's the closest to what the and this isn't 100% accurate.
Yeah, because I think I'm way more libertarian than authoritarian.
Yeah,
so I don't
most likely.
You guys are wow. You guys, I'm very authoritarian. You guys are gonna hate me so much.
So here's the thing. You can believe in abortion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And end up in the someone who is a staunch believer in abortion and somebody who is extremely racist can end up at the exact same points, depending on how they answer these questions. So
yeah.
This is not an accurate representation of where you actually are. It just shows common trends. Now, Steven, I'm going to be honest. I knew you were going to end up in authoritarian right. just because of how you are. And there's nothing wrong with that, okay? That's just how people are. I have taken hundreds of these tests, okay?
No. Honestly, bro, I feel like a lot of people on PragerForce are going to hate me after I after they show them like, oh, yeah.
No.
Hey.
It doesn't even
do you know
how you really are. And we shouldn't hate for like 2 points different anyway.
Yeah. The only people we should hate are the extremes. Okay. Anarcho-communism does not work. Anarcho-primitivism does not work. Anarcho-capitalism does not work. Now, authoritarian, right? It's called monarchism and it's worked a couple times, but nobody likes it. So...
I mean, what is so wrong with me expressing my views that like, oh, we should have a more religious society?
Nothing is wrong with that, Steven. Hey, so here's the thing. Michael Knowles, he's authoritarian, right?
Okay.
Matt Walsh, he's in the very top right corner. The very top. I watched him take it. I don't know if he was taking it as a joke or what, but he was literally all the way up there. You need to watch it. It's amazing.
Yeah, I need
but
to.
Yeah.
That's fun.
So I'm actually going to, I'm probably going to post these on social media and I'll send these all to the group chat too, but I've got quite a few pictures of these. So Steven, where you land is you're a modern day like Republican, I think. You're a basic conservative. Josie, I'd say you're just right leaning, to be honest. Yeah. You believe in liberties, but you do believe in some government intervention. And it's pretty even. You agree in the liberties of the people, but you also believe government does have to have some role. And I believe in more liberties. I believe in a lot more liberties. Like if all the government did was give us the military and the police, I would be 100% okay with that.
Yeah. I tend towards that, definitely.
Yeah.
Show,
so you're probably actually further down the liberal scale. It's called the liberal, but you know that's just how it is. You're probably further down the liberal scale than center then, but Anyways, this has been a wonderful
that's
episode.
Very interesting.
I'm glad we could stay this long. We've been recording for quite a while, so. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a lot to watch, but I'm...
already printed my score out.
You just printed your score out?
Yes.
All right, let's stay on to look at Steven's score. Oh, jeez. I swear if he ends up in the same place as Hitler, I'm gonna cry.
T-pose.
Okay, we need to see this. Okay, guess what?
What?
If you move that dot all the way up, you'd be in the same place as Hitler.
I mean,
we know you're not Hitler. We know you're not Hitler, Steven.
Sure. But I wouldn't necessarily use
it. To be honest, if I moved my point all the way up to the top, I'd be in the same place as Hitler too. So yeah.
So it's fine.
I wouldn't necessarily use genocide as a way of asserting my voice.
And that's one thing a lot of people don't understand. They're like, I was like, if anything, Hitler was actually closer to being an economic centrist than being a alt-right fascist. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, he's still fascist. Yeah. But, and then somebody was like, yes, a Hitler, the radical centrist. And I'm like, economic freedom doesn't determine if you're a terrible person or not.
Yeah.
There's some people in left that I 100% agree with on most things, but they believe in more economic collectivism than I do.
Yeah.
I just think there needs to be some control of the economy.
Oh yeah. I mean, everybody can agree to some control, but I'd be fine if there wasn't.
I think I'm close to maybe leaning more towards economic nationalism in a sense that mm-hmm. I feel like some of what the corporations produce could be corrupting our children, and so I don't know. I think I might be more right than what the political compass test score can give me, but we'll see. But
yeah.
So it asks a lot of questions. Either way,
can we all just agree before we end this recording, because I know you guys need to go to sleep or do some work, but can we all agree that right now we need to fight for our freedom?
Yeah.
We cannot let the government control our lives or what we teach our kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to make sure to bring civil discourse back into the fold in politics.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Come on. We need civil discourse back.
Of course.
Those are good three standards. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well. So everybody have a wonderful night. A couple of real quick things. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, the account, and on our accounts. subscribe, leave a comment, like the video. Hey, it's whatever. And if you check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, wherever you listen to your podcasts at, leave a 5-star review and share us with your friends, man. Come on. What are we doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, y'all have a nice night night, whoever's watching, whenever you're watching. And
thanks for joining.
Yeah, thanks for joining.
Bye.